It's only by trashing the earth that the economy generates worth. It's only by sitting on its people's gifts that the state accrues power to itself. Take this passage, for instance. A local biotech firm manufactures flow cytometers, machines that test blood and sundry other fluids. Menlo, which is a company, is developing the software that organizes and analyzes data collected by this device. Unquote, from an article in the magazine New York of June 24 of this year. Let's assume, for the purposes of our example, that these programmers make, quote unquote, 10 times what the people who feed them earn. Take home twice the pay of the folks who dig the coal out of the mine that lights their warm, sun-washed, pleasant abodes. And the machines the software will be running, these are the physical manifestations of numerous materials ripped from the earth and converted into objects that will linger above ground for some time before they are returned, though far better for the sake of her health, the earth's, for them to remain in those factories for all the good they do buried in our grandmother. Now we will be told that these jobs are growing the economy, that wealth is being created, but clearly this is not the case. Our brothers and sisters who pick the food, work the mines, their lives are being wasted. And of course, the earth proper is being exhausted and trashed at the same time. So what is really happening behind the nice screen of the word cover is expropriation, privatization, and destruction. Because clearly there is food in abundance, enough to feed us all every day. The chains could be thrown away. It's only to preserve the privatizing means, quote unquote, the market, to keep us from knowing that power is not needed. And by the way, this is what's key to power psychology, this insistence of the philosopher statesman that they must not just be needed, but be worshipped. They know that they aren't needed. So it's only to preserve the privatization means called the market and essentially their egos that we accept the degradation of human beings. And if you stop and ponder that for a second, you will see we live in insanity.